answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
And then we're going to see where that takes us. And I would say at the end of this period, I think it could very well end up being a very good deal for everybody. As good as if we went all the way and just literally annihilated the place, which if we don't have to do that, that would be a good thing, not a bad thing.
That is President Trump the other day, and again repeating yesterday, that he wants to simply have a peace for Iran and the Middle East. He said, we don't want to annihilate them. We certainly have the capability. And Iran knows that. But there are a lot of Iranians we want to see live. The Iranian regime doesn't care if they live or not. In fact, they're still gathering folks up, shooting them if they suspect they might be anti-regime, hanging them in public as an example. A recent Olympian wrestler hung right in public for everyone to see. That's the way they've been running that country since the Ayatollah took over back in 1979. They do not want their people to have even the smallest glimpse of Western freedom. And the worst victims in the midst of this are the women and children. If you are a male and you are old enough to get past being a child, they expect you to be in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. If you're not, they'll take care of you in a way that you will never return to your family. If you're a young woman, your chances of going to school and learning, as perhaps your parents, maybe even grandparents did before 1979, not going to happen. You'll go to a school, but it's going to be an indoctrination. And young women will be subjected to sexual mutilation. That's the way the Iranian leadership has been leading Iran. Coming up in a moment, I want you to hear from an Iranian woman of what life has been like under this regime. But first, welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA, March 24, 2026. We're here for you every Monday through Friday. And reminding you, when we're on the air from 6 to 8 p.m., we are streaming video. You can watch the program. Very simple. You can go to Larry Connors USA Rumble or Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, and also Larry Connors USA Facebook. And everything later goes up as a podcast. So if you cannot stay with us for the entire hour, it's always available for you to pull up, watch, and listen later. And I strongly encourage you, if you watch or listen at a later point through a podcast, push share. Send it on to others, would you? I thank you for it. And in fact, those receiving it will thank you. Unless they're anti-Trump and anti-USA, they will hate you for it. They will hate you. Can you bear the hate? I think many of you can, because it's not going to bother you. You are USA, USA, USA. With Larry Connors USA, every day you get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You're going to know more when we finish this hour than you do right now. An example coming up in our next segment. There's a new law requiring prenatal education in public school health classes. This was signed by the South Dakota Republican governor. is going to change how public school teaches and students learn about the earliest stages of life and motherhood, all the way back to how a baby develops in the womb, from contraception through birth. I should say through conception through birth. Now, some will say, well, how much of that is age appropriate? They're making sure it's age appropriate for each group. But unfortunately, with today's assault upon our children, they need to know this sooner than later. There was a time you don't want to put any kind of this information, and you didn't need to, in front of a 10-year-old, 11-year-old. Now you got to be worried about even getting it in front of them by the age of 8. If they're impregnated by another family member or someone else, they need to know what happens next for them and the baby they're carrying. I'll get more details for you as we move forward. But again, as I said, you're going to leave this hour with more information than you have right now. And later in this hour, New York Governor Hochul still pleading for the rich to return to New York City. She chased them out. The election of Mondami has chased them out. And they're now realizing that wasn't such a good idea. They brought it upon themselves. And I feel for the people of New York City who are having to live in this, and they did not really want it. They didn't vote for it. And in fact, many of them might not have voted at all. Maybe now they realize your vote could have made a difference. You're going to hear Governor Hochul chastising Trump. Get out of my state. Go to Florida. We don't need you. And now saying, please come back. At least send your money and your business here. I mentioned earlier about an Iranian woman. I wanted you to hear from. And she talks about how life has been for her under the Ayatollah's regime.
Imagine a stranger knocks on your door one day and says, I'm a messenger of God. I've brought the message of peace and prosperity. I have no food and no shelter. Can you please let me in? And you let the stranger in out of the goodness of your heart. Then the stranger turns on you because you don't practice your faith the way he does. He rapes your daughter, sodomizes and kills your son, kills your husband, destroys your home and everything you've ever loved and believed in, and then kicks you out of your home. Except that this is not just a story. This is what has happened to Iranians for 47 years. If you think that what the U.S. is doing is waging war on Iran, you are sadly mistaken, because all they're doing is breaking us free from this decadent, evil regime that hides behind religion.
And you know what? While we're not there because of the crimes committed against the people by the regime, they're going to benefit if the regime is overturned and they can become a more westernized nation. Unfortunately, and I'm not in favor of us becoming the policemen of the world again, we're not there to help them in that sense. We're there because Iran is developing, still working on, a nuclear device. And we know they have ballistic missiles that can now reach every European capital, including the United Kingdom, in Berlin, and in France, in Paris. They can hit all of them. They can reach Moscow. I don't think they're going to shoot on Moscow. But they're looking to develop an even greater ability, claiming we want to go to space. We want to be involved in a space program. Let me make it very clear to you. The only reason the Iranians want a, quote, space program, so they can build a missile that can be sent direct from Iran right into our heartland, our coast. There's nothing about them that's going to be any better. And, of course, a lot of them we have inside this country, illegal immigrants that came across under the open border policy, Thank you, Joe Biden. We know they're in our midst and they're looking for opportunities to destroy us from inside. And the Democrats continue to hold back on any funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Tom Holman calls them out.
Why would any member of Congress defund the Transportation Security Administration that protects our skies? Why would they defund Coast Guard? Why would they defund CISA against cyber attacks? Why would they defund FEMA? I mean, you're talking about not funding the Department of Homeland Security, which is their number one responsibility as a representative in Congress to protect this country. And they're voting not to protect this country. And look, Donald Trump made a brilliant move this week, and he called me and says, let's send ICE to the airport. I thought it was a smart move. And we're filling the holes. The wait lines already dropped. Plus, we're doing a security function at the airports. We're going to arrest criminals going to this airport. We're going to look for human trafficking, sex trafficking, money smuggling. We're going to be at the airports working with our brothers and sisters of TSA. There are our brothers and sisters within DHS. President Trump made a smart move. We're going to keep the airplanes flying. We're going to get the American people to those lines quicker. And we're not going to give up President Trump's promise to American people to make this country safer every day. And that's what we're going to keep doing.
Yeah, and despite the shouts that there will be mass chaos at the airports, since ICE agents have been dispatched to at least a dozen major airports, there's been no chaos. There have been a couple of arrests. ICE agents spot someone that they know is illegal, and they arrest them. And if they have their family with them, they get separated. Do not cry crocodile tears for me over that. You do know that if you are guilty of a crime and police catch you or they have a warrant for your arrest, I don't care if you're driving your daughters to skating practice. They're going to take you into custody and bring someone else in to take care of your children. So you will be separated from your child. But you're not going to be separated like an 18-year-old Loyola University student walking with her friends yesterday morning around Lake Chicago to get a look at the Northern Lights. An illegal alien is charged with approaching her and shooting her as she tried to run. Shooting her. And the attitude, shameful attitude, of a Chicago alderwoman wants to put the blame not on the illegal with a gun, but on the 18-year-old university student.
All the time, right? And they go out on the pier, they walk around. So the kids were out doing normal things people do in the neighborhood. And it sounds like this might have been a wrong place, wrong time, running into a person who had a gun. They might have startled this person at the end of the pier unintentionally.
Yeah, it sounds stupid because it is stupid. I don't know if this alderwoman has any children, and I would not want to wish bad on them. But would she have the same attitude if it had been one of her children or a relative? Oh, you startled an illegal alien with a gun. Shame on you. You shouldn't have been there. Wrong place, wrong time. No, the wrong place, wrong time is the illegal alien in our nation, in the city of Chicago, which is a sanctuary city. There is a money crisis, obviously, for blue cities and states. The leaders know it, and they know they're to blame, but they don't want to take the blame. Flashback to New York Governor Hochul, her message to Trump, all the big CEOs and big business.
And we're here to say that the era of Trump and Zeldin and Molinaro, just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong, okay? Get out of town. Get out of town. Because you don't represent our values.
And neither do you, Hochul. You do not represent the values of this nation. Again, New York City is a sanctuary city and a sanctuary state. And they continue to impose more and more taxes. So they're chasing a lot of business out. Not just because of the crime, but the way the government, the city and state government, are going after businesses and high wealth individuals. And now they realize, boy, as we look at the revenue coming in, we might need to reconsider. So once again, now here's the response from Governor Hochul.
I need people who are high net worth to support the generous social programs that we want to have in our state. Right? Now, there are some patriotic millionaires who stepped up. Okay, cut me the checks. I mean, just if you want to be supportive, but maybe the first step should be go down to Palm Beach and see who you can bring back home.
And of course, you keep in mind that the money you give, you think is going to be used properly. With all the fraud that's been taking place and documented in Minnesota and elsewhere, you believe that the dollar you give is really going to go for what you intend? But now she's saying, yeah, bring some of that money back from Florida. They have no shame, no shame in chasing you out and then begging you to come back, or at least send your money back. Will you help us out here? All of our great social programs. Well, of course, it's putting a greater burden upon New York City residents, and they're having to pay more. You know what they're doing in Chicago now? They are imposing a 20% stay on hotels. You go to Chicago, and whatever your bill is, you're going to have another 20% Chicago tax tacked onto it. Do you think that's going to encourage more travel into Chicago? You know the answer. Coming up, we're going to talk about that new South Dakota law. It's changing how public school students learn about the earliest stages of life and motherhood. Lessons that will hopefully put them on the right track moving forward. Making them realize a baby is a baby. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. As I was saying earlier and telling you that in South Dakota, the Republican governor signed a bill that would change how public school students learn about the earliest stages of life and motherhood. He signed it Friday. It requires health courses to teach how baby develops in the womb from conception through birth. An updated approach, they say, to the miracle of life lessons. And joining us now, representing the Live Action Organization, a national pro-life advocacy group, Christina Marie Bennett. Christina, welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Well, it's a fascinating story, and I think one that I'm glad to see. I will want to point out immediately for a lot of folks, they're going to ask, well, I may want my child to understand development of a baby in the womb, but I'm worried about, is it age appropriate? Are we looking at a situation similar to what Florida was trying to get rid of?
Oh, it's absolutely age appropriate for the students who'll be watching it. It's an animated video of a baby, baby Olivia, growing in the womb, and it's medically accurate. It's beautiful. It's something that I personally have gone into churches and youth groups and shown young children. We even have an accompanying baby Olivia book for children. So it's very appropriate and inspiring.
Now, what response are you getting from the showing and viewing at schools and among the adults?
Millions of people love baby Olivia. They love watching this beautiful animated baby growing in the womb, seeing its heart beating. It's something compelling. It's something that opens their eyes to the wonder of the beauty of human life. So we're getting a lot of positive feedback.
Well, now, again, when we're talking about what has been shown in some schools, it approaches more pornography. Yours is 180 degrees from that.
Oh, absolutely. Completely different. We are showing the beauty of human development, how we all came into being. All of us were at one point a little embryo growing in our mother's womb. And the abortion industry has unfortunately dehumanized baby humans by calling them clumps of tissue. Yep. Lumps of cells, by saying that they can just be thrown away like garbage. And so our intention is to educate young and old, helping them to see the natural, beautiful process of a baby growing in the womb.
You tell me it's animation. Does it include any actual audio of a beating fetal heart?
Yes, you can hear the noise. Yes, you can hear the noise and you can see it with your eyes. And this is something that we were consulted with multiple medical professionals and institutions to make sure that it's as accurate as it can be. but also visually compelling.
And you're appealing to which age group primarily?
Well, really, everyone. We want everyone to see the video, but the legislation itself is for students, and each state decides which students would see this material. Mostly middle school and high school students would see it in their health classes as they're learning about fetal development, as they're learning about the growing human being in the person. So each school can decide, but we have seven states now that have said that they want this as part of their educational curriculum for their schools. Idaho, Kansas, Tennessee, North Dakota, Indiana, Iowa, and South Dakota. So this is very exciting that they want this to be part of their curriculum.
That's impressive, and yet only seven states. What's going on with the rest of them?
Well, unfortunately, there are states like mine. I live in Connecticut, and Connecticut is a very pro-abortion state. New York is. There's California is. It's a bit harder in these states because they don't want to show the beauty of the preborn child in the womb, because in many states like mine, they pay for abortion with taxpayer dollars. They allow minors to get abortions without telling their parents, without even notifying their parents. So they're actively suppressing information that would cause people to see the beauty of life and value and protect the child.
You're listening to Christina Bennett. She's a Live Action correspondent. Live Action is a national pro-life advocacy organization. What kind of pushback are you getting from some who say you're not presenting it accurately or you're trying to manipulate my child?
Well, we are always going to get pushback from pro-abortion activists and advocates who accuse us of manipulation. And that's no matter what kind of curriculum, no matter what kind of information we put out there, we have those accusations. And so we have some of that. We have pro-abortion activists complaining and saying that our information is not medically accurate. But again, we invite anyone to go to our website, to go to liveaction.org, to look up Baby Olivia, to look up the people that we've worked with in order to bring it to pass. And we have doctors and medical professionals that are willing and have testified during these hearings, because in order for these states to approve of Baby Olivia, there has to be lawmakers that pass it through the House and through the Senate on the local level. So when we have these hearings and we're battling and in these legislative offices across the country, we have pro-life medical professionals that testify on behalf of Baby Olivia.
Now, is the South Dakota law different from any of the other states? I'm reading that it specifically requires health courses to teach how a baby develops in the womb from conception through birth. Do the other states follow it that rigorously?
Well, so the other states, you are allowed to, part of their law allows them to show Baby Olivia, or they can show a similar video that shows the beauty of human development. I believe in most cases they are going to choose to show Baby Olivia, but there are states that allow them to show Baby Olivia or something similar. But for the most part, though, they're all on the same page.
Well, the latest surveys show there is growing support among Gen Z for certain pro-life policies. What would you classify as Gen Z?
Oh, definitely people that are younger than me. I'm in my 40s now, so I think Gen Z, let's see, what years are those? I believe that Gen Z is maybe like the late 90s to like 2010s, I think. So maybe like 97 to maybe 2012.
Well, you're still talking at that point. At that point, you're talking about teenagers at the oldest or youngest, basically. You're actually reaching into the grade schools.
Yes, and they're excited about the pro-life cause and about life in the womb. We actually just had for Live Action this past weekend in Anaheim, California, we held a Young Leader Summit, and we had over 1,600 young people come. We had teenagers. We had those are in their 20s and early 30s. They came to learn about marriage. they come to learn about protecting preborn babies in the womb, the value of life, having families, being strong fathers and mothers. So this young generation, this Gen Z, Gen X, millennial generation, they are hungry for truth, and they want to know about the beauty of human life.
I'm glad you brought in the family and a nuclear family, a father and a mother yes. involved in raising.
Yes, that's so important because the majority of women who choose abortion are single and they're in their 20s. And very often that's happening because they are having sex outside of marriage. They are often being pressured by their boyfriend to have an abortion when they find out they're pregnant. So we need to encourage families, marriage, waiting until you're married to have sex. I've been married for 13 years, I believe, and I waited until I was married. And that is something that it's not an old-fashioned message. It's a message for today. And actually, young people are more successful financially when they do wait.
Christina
Bennett.
So
it's something that we should all be talking about.
Christina Bennett, I want to thank you for your time. And once again, where can they see baby Oliver or baby Olivia?
Just go to liveaction.org. It's on our website. Go to YouTube for Live Action, and you can see it there. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, and we wish God's blessings for what you're doing.
Yes, amen. God bless you, too.
All right, thank you. Christina Bennett with the Live Action. Go to liveaction.com or YouTube and see what they're actually showing children. Now, as a required measure in 7 different states, why not more of them? I think it should be. All right, coming up, we're going to deal with another issue for you, and that is the fraud that exists in our nation. The Democrats don't want to acknowledge it, but they're a big part of it. And there's a high-level Democrat whistleblower. Jonathan Turley will break down that story as one of many when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
It doesn't get much more serious than that. The chairman of the House Intel Committee doesn't have declassification authority over these types of documents. They are made available to Congress under very tightly controlled rules. This has been a source of tension for years. And members of both parties have gone out of their way to assure that this material would be closely held and not weaponized. Schiff was viewed as one of the most political chairs of that committee in its history. And this is a truly chilling account, if true. Now, when I first read it, frankly, I was taken aback because it's perfectly moronic to commit such a felony with a planning conference meeting with staff. That's not usually how things are leaked in Washington, D.C. What makes this different is that this was a statement made to FBI agents. The person who made this statement was no doubt aware that lying to FBI agents is not just a crime, but a crime that was repeatedly prosecuted during prior administrations, including the Obama and Biden administrations.
That is Jonathan Turley, attorney and a Fox News analyst. He's a Fox News contributor. I want to make sure you understand that. I don't try to hide anything like that for you. There's a whistleblower inside the Democrat leadership that had accused Adam Schiff of intentionally leaking classified intel. This story basically broke back in August, but the ripple effects continue. It's becoming a tsunami, and the Democrats know it. The actions that Schiff took have some in the FBI, Kash Patel, calling it treasonous and illegal, as stated also by Jonathan Turley. They were releasing information on fraud that was taking place under Senator Adam Schiff, who approved the classified leaks, which was again, once again at that point, illegal. A lot of this is coming out of the Congressional Budget Office. Now, the CBO was established to help Congress play a stronger position when it came to dealing with the budget, created by the Congressional Budget Act of 1974. The idea is to help Congress make effective budget and economic policy, but it's also could be used, has been used, as a weapon. That's what Adam Schiff has been doing, according to a high-ranking Democrat whistleblower. Jason Smith, Missouri congressman, had been pointing out that the CBO found Democrat policies responsible for massive waste, fraud, and abuse in federal health programs, even forcing taxpayers to pay for the health care of illegal immigrants, including some of the worst criminal offenders. That is pretty much public knowledge at this point. And it all was happening under Adam Schiff. But a whistleblower inside realized this is wrong. It should be called out. And that's what Adam Turley is talking about. A guy in this position willing to step up to the microphones, anonymous to some extent, but began to blow the whistle. Look how the Democrats are ripping off the American public while posing we're doing the job for the American public. Jonathan Turley.
Right.
So making the statement puts you at risk. That's why someone's lying here and someone's a felon.
What kind of punishment follows for leaking classified information?
Well, this is a very significant punishment. You can have, in addition to having multiple counts, you can easily go 10 years in terms of a sentence, if not more, depending on the circumstances and the number of violations. Each of these leaks is an individual violation. Each of these documents would likely be charged as a violation. That type of count stacking is precisely what Mueller and others did. Remember, these are these are very similar to the types of claims made against Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago that he removed material and improperly stored them. There were also allegations that he might have revealed them to third parties. But this is much more serious in one sense. Trump was accused of negligence in most of these counts. This would be a premeditated criminal act to release classified information to damage one's political opponent.
And that's when they weaponized what they had in hand. They were using it to go after political opponents rather than just putting a spotlight on it for all of the public to see and evaluate. Again, from Chairman Jason Smith of the Ways and Means Committee, he put out a piece back in September titled CBO, that's again the Congressional Budget Office, Democrats covered up widespread fraud and abuse in federal health programs. Now, that was August. We know now that a lot of that's being proven in Minneapolis to begin with. There are a lot more cases to be proven, but some have already been sentenced to jail for it. But what was happening behind the scenes is that Adam Schiff and other Democrats were apparently deciding what will let become public so it will not damage the Democrat Party. We certainly use it if it can be weaponized against Trump. But again, this is a years-long cover-up to defraud you. I could say American taxpayers, but I want you to know we're talking directly to you. You are subsidizing. You are subsidizing. While you're trying to prepare the best for your family and maybe put aside a college tuition, you are helping subsidize fraud, waste, abuse in federal health programs. And a lot of it providing free health care to illegal immigrants. Look, we all have a heart and compassion for those in need. I'm pretty sure every one of you do. I know I do. But it comes down to you and your family. I'm more than willing to help and provide money if I know it's going to the right place to begin with. I'm less likely if there's evidence of widespread fraud and cover-up. And I'm less likely if it comes down to either helping someone else or my family. Selfish? That's where we are. You take care of your family first. No one criticizes you for doing so, unless you're a Democrat who thinks, well, Republicans, you got money you could be giving us. Well, are you going to put it where it will be of value and help Americans? Or are you going to help immigrants only and then cover it up and say that it's helping Americans? You know, somehow or another, you have seen these videos of starving children, or at least children malnourished, for various aid programs. These are not federal programs, but for aid programs, although they might have some federal dollars going to them. Will you write a check to help support a child in Nigeria? $10 a month is not going to break me. But how do I know that money is going to go to help that child in Nigeria? You don't. It's right there with all of the pictures of little puppies that might be going to a kill shelter and be euthanized. I don't like that either. But I can't save every dog and cat on the planet. The CBO analysis found massive Obamacare fraud. 2.3 million Obamacare enrollees in 2025 claimed premium tax credits, often by misreporting income, so they could qualify for subsidies, which they're not supposed to get. And every subsidy that is taken in that fashion is money that could have gone to someone who truly deserved it. This is the con game. Many of you might have watched or may be a big fan of the TV show American Greed. I was watching some episodes last night of how they prey upon the elderly, continuing to get them to cash credit out of their house, unlock the value of your house, and we get you a loan. Oh, and then we've got a $2 million check we'll be sending you, but we got to pay the taxes first. And we got a lot of folks who are gullible, and we got a lot of folks who believe, well, maybe this one is true, and they get taken. And even some very astute, sharp people, I was watching being caught in a New York art gallery scandal. They were turning over major pieces of art to this gallery, and they would get a commission, or actually they would get the receipts from the art when it was sold. The gallery would rightly keep a commission. Oh, it's all legal. But then they found out their art was being sold, and they were getting nothing. Or a guy in Kentucky who wanted folks to invest in oil wells. I'm from West Texas. I know oil wells. But you've got a guy here who says, I can go in there and I can guarantee you I will find oil. No, you can't. Not unless you're already in a rich oil zone. But again, you should become an investor. Those of you listening now, if you have parents, grandparents getting on in age and they've got a lot of money built up, help them keep an eye on it. They're not going to like it, but you should. And I want to see banks get tougher. If they see an elderly client coming in wanting to send $3,000 to an address, certainly in Nigeria, but even to anyone, raise questions. Who's this going to? And if you're not satisfied, inform authorities. Let them take the next step. People become vulnerable, and they like to think they're doing good when all they're doing is making con men richer. We just got a con man out of the White House. Yeah, I said that. And you look at how Trump has been handling dealing with reporters and questions compared to Joe Biden. Carolyn Leavitt.
Everybody in this room has access to the most transparent and accessible president in American history. And according to new reporting from the Washington Times, who I believe is in this room today, President Trump answered nearly 100 questions from the press, all of you, during his first three open press cabinet meetings this year. That's nearly 20 times the number answered by Joe Biden in cabinet meetings during his entire 4 years in office.
She's right about that. Now, you might not like the answer you get from Trump. And does he over-embellish? Does he speak out when I think he should not? I agree. Biden couldn't speak out when he needed to. He wasn't sure what to say. This should remind you how close we came to continuing the Biden legacy. Not with Biden, because they were ready to kick him to the curb, but with Kamala and all the rest of the con operations. And a lot of this stuff we would not know now if we didn't have a Trump administration. Does that mean every Democrat politician is a liar and a con person? No, it does not. Does that mean there are no Republicans involved in cons? No, it does not. But when you look at the track record over the last several years, it's right there to see. And as the investigations continue and federal court cases continue, the Department of Justice doing the real job it's tasked to do, we're going to find more of it. And that will also be a benefit for our nation. Because once again, every dollar that is stolen from the American public and given to someone who does not deserve it, that means someone else in America who could legitimately use that money is cheated. As I told you with Larry Connors USA, every day, 6 to 8, Monday through Friday, we bring you news, commentary, analysis, and education. That's the class for today. Be at your seats tomorrow. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.